Hey, beautiful people, it's Jazz, and welcome back to Blue Moon Vibes. Today, it is just you and me, and we have got so much to talk about. First off, happy Women's History Month. I mean, there have been phenomenal women in history that have given us the opportunity, me as a Black woman, to just be able to, you know, be free, be able to talk about the things that we want to talk about, and just be us, authentically us. If y'all remember from our last episode, we said that we were going to start a new segment, and that segment was going to be called For the Culture. So basically, what that is it's just us highlighting Black-owned nonprofits, just to kind of talk about what they are, where they've come from, and where they are now. Because a lot of the times, you know, Black nonprofits, you don't really hear a lot about them. And, you know, starting a nonprofit myself, I found that there are so many, you know, Black-owned nonprofits that I had never heard of before. So, you know, maybe this can help somebody else that would, you know, that maybe want to start their own nonprofit. So we're just going to chat about a few of them, you know, just to gain some insights. And maybe we're going to probably use some of this to help us maybe incorporate some of that into our lives. And maybe we'll be able to, you know, draw from the struggles that they've had to overcome. And even if they didn't have to struggle at all, you know, maybe because, you know, learning about nonprofits and learning about the things that they do and how they, you know, have come to be where they are, I feel like there's a lot of value in that information. So we're going to take that information and we're going to use it. So our first one is none other than the phenomenal Fountain City Difference Project. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but we're going to talk about it so maybe you can learn about it. So according to 501c3.com, they officially began on June 23rd, 2021. You know, so they are a relatively new organization. And their executive director or their CEO is none other than yours truly. Yes, of course, this is my organization. If you guys have been listening to us for a while, you know that we've talked about this, you know, a little bit here and there, but now I'm going to give you guys a little bit more information about the organization. So our mission is to bridge the divide that cripples youth and their future by equipping them with the power of choice. So what exactly does that mean? So in our local area, there's been an increase in youth crime. And so the way that the organization came about is that we kind of just sat around and we were like, you know, this is a problem. Like there should not be a situation where, you know, young people are dying because of, you know, gang violence, or they don't have any way to express themselves. And then we kind of sat around and we thought about it. We were like, where are they getting the guns from? Why are they getting access to this information? Like this unhealthy information. Like, how is this happening? And so we sat around and we thought about it and we're like, you know what? How many people would come to a water gun fight or a citywide water gun fight? And Lady D, although she's not here today, Lady D actually came up with the idea, and we were like, you know what, let's do it. And so we did a trial run, and then I actually was like, you know, this can be more than just us. We can take this and we can turn it into a global phenomenon, if you would. And so that is how our organization started. We were like, you know, this is going to be our first big event. And the event is actually Splash Jam. And Splash Jam is actually going to be it's going to include three workshops. Those workshops are going to be centered on self-defense, gun safety, and domestic violence. Those three things are linked to one another, and we feel like if we can get that information out to the youth, we can provide them with the options to know that, you know, you have other ways to express yourself other than guns and drugs and, you know, things like that. So the point of that is to give them a fun way to, you know, talk about things that bother them. Because sometimes youth don't feel comfortable, you know, talking to their moms and dads. Why? Because sometimes they feel like they don't listen. I mean, growing up in my household, my parents were very in tune with us. And so they allowed us to ask questions. And, you know, if you grew up, I was born in the 90s. So being born in the 90s, I heard a lot of parents say, you know, because I said so, like you weren't allowed to ask why, you weren't allowed to question. It was what I say goes and things like that. In my household, it was a bit different. We were able to ask our parents why. We were able to, they gave us that freedom to be able to question, not question them, but question what they were saying so that we could gain better clarity as to why these decisions were being made. And sometimes, you know, kids don't have that opportunity. Sometimes kids, you know, it's because I said so. That doesn't really give a child the opportunity to figure out what it is that they're trying to accomplish. So if they have a question about something, or if they want to know the why behind something, saying to them, because I said so, doesn't really give them, you know, the freedom to express or the freedom to learn why you made that decision. And so sometimes that can leave them, you know, disenfranchised in many ways. It can maybe cause them to take a step back and be like, you know, okay, maybe I shouldn't question, you know, things that are said to me, or maybe I shouldn't, you know, ask why or learn about this. So that is what the Fountain City Difference Project and the entire event Splash Jam is going to do for our community. It's going to give our kids the opportunity to ask questions, the opportunity to feel that they are in a safe place, that it's not a because I said so an environment. It's an environment where you can come in and you can feel like you are heard, that we are listening to you, and that you can be yourself and also make some friends. And so the point of the Fountain City Difference Project is to not only be of service to the youth, but be of service to the youth and their families. Because in order for us to be able to bridge the divide that cripples their future, we have to be able to equip their families with those tools to help them. So that is what we are. That is what we do. And that is why we are here. So as a new organization, you know, a lot of the times you don't have the finances or the you don't have the means to be able to make those visions and things come alive. Luckily, we have been blessed in the aspect that we have board members that are able to fund our vision in the early stages. But you know, not all nonprofits have that luxury. So because we are a new organization and we are slowly gaining that notoriety, our website says that, like I said, we have a Splash Jam coming up. And like I said, it is meant to decrease the crime and everything. Now, we want to make sure that all nonprofits or all up and coming nonprofits have that same opportunity. So for me, where I've gone just to kind of look for things, I have done direct mailing. I've used a place called Giving Mail. They basically do the direct mailing for you. I've done some of it myself. Try out Giving Mail. It is a, of course, it is a service that you do have to pay for, but it is not that it's very inexpensive. They'll do the mass mailings for you. They even have direct donor lists that you can rent from them. And then those are the people that they will send that information out to you. I will say this, they have been very, prosperous for us in our early stages. I've also used just direct mailing for myself. So businesses that I frequent, I've talked to my personal chiropractor was the one that actually donated to our organization first. So just, you never know who you can come in contact with, and you never know who knows who. She has given me so many resources. Not only has she donated, but she's also given me, you know, contacts for teachers in the local area to be able to recruit volunteers. So, you know, just get out there. It is not the easy, I'm going to be honest, it is not the easiest thing in the world. And I promise you guys, once I'm past this hurdle, I do not want to look back. And that's not to say that I have not learned anything from, you know, I haven't learned anything from writing proposals, and I haven't learned, it's not to say that, it's just to say that this stage is it's very tiresome and it's very cumbersome. And so I appreciate being able to say that I have a strong board of directors who completely support, you know, the vision, and they're active, and they're able to, you know, kind of level me off when I, you know, go on a tangent for whatever reason. But yes. What is the organization? I'm sorry. Y'all know that I can talk for hours, but what is the organization? So, the organization it's a haven for youth, and that is going to be forever our focus. We feel like if you don't prepare them for the world, if you don't prepare them by offering them other options, then they are going to gravitate more towards the things that they know. And so giving them an outlet for, you know, the area that they may only see gives them the opportunity to, you know, maybe question, or maybe, you know, say to themselves, maybe there is something else out there. So that is what our organization is. If you want to, you know, learn more about our organization, learn more about me, of course, you can always or learn more about our board of directors. You can also visit our website at www.fountaincitydifference.org. Again, that is www.fountaincitydifference.org. We also have our volunteer registration is now open, because like I said, we are doing our first annual Splash Jam. That is going to be on June 24th of 2023. That is a Saturday, and it's going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. Yes, we are starting now because we want to make sure that we are prepared. We want to make sure that we have all of the resources necessary so that we can provide, you know, the best possible outcome for the kids. We don't want to be out here, you know, giving half effort to the children, because so many of the children that we are focused on have already been disenfranchised to a certain degree. So we want to make sure that anything that we put on for them is 110%. So we are starting now. We are recruiting volunteers. We are making sure our vendors and partners are all secure. So yes, you can learn more about all of that information on our website, www.fountaincitydifference.org. Follow us on Facebook at fountaincitydifference.org, Instagram, fountaincitydifference.org. Fountain City Difference Project on Instagram and Facebook. I misspoke. Fountain City Difference Project on Instagram and Facebook. So now we're going to get, of course, into the meat of the show. So when you are talking about the concept of innocence versus ignorance, what exactly does that mean, and what is the difference? So what do you guys think? Let me know in the comments. When you're looking at innocence versus ignorance, what does that mean to you? For me, innocence is not knowing that you made the mistake. Ignorance is knowing that it is a mistake, but choosing to do it anyway. So being, I guess I would say it's more or less being, choosing the level of cognitive reception. So if you are able to differentiate between right and wrong, and then you choose, you know, one or the other, that is, you know, if you choose wrong, then that to me is ignorance, because you are not making the conscious effort to choose what is morally adept. If you If you don't understand the difference between right and wrong, and you choose the wrong thing, I feel like that is innocence. Now, a lot of the times people say, you know, ignorance is bliss and this is that and the third. If you look at it that way, yes, ignorance is bliss, but it also is not an excuse, because the thing is, if you don't know anything, then of course you're going to be, you know, happy all the time. And that's going to do it for us today. But before we go, always remember, keep pushing. You're almost there. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace. Thank you.